As a leader, designing services around strengths may be a shift in thinking when often the risk, needs, and deficits are usually the first to be considered. How do we approach this thinking to our services? When we start designing services based on a person's strengths, skills, and talents, we often see more success in the outcome of those services. Many agencies have found success utilizing this tool with their employees to better understand what their employees bring to the workforce. Having employees start this tool on their own and then passing it around to other coworkers to write down the skills and gifts they see in the staff can be an incredible team-building experience. Not only is this an affirming experience for the staff, but it gives you greater insight on how to best utilize your staff in different areas of work. This information can also be included in better matching staff with individuals that need support by identifying shared interests and passions. Let's hear Angie's story about how to take strength-based, person-centered principles and use them as a management tool.